Hello there, Street Fight friends and family. This is a very special episode. This is the audio that we recorded live at ComFest. We worked at the WCRS booth. We talked to people that walked by. We got some great interviews that show up at the end. If you want to watch all of this, I uploaded the video to our YouTube. So youtube.com/StreetFightWCRS. It's the newest video. You can also just look for Street Fight Radio live at ComFest, ComFest. It was a lot of fun to do this. We also have the audio from the Louisville show coming as well. That's going to be a free one. And then our Patreon folks, you'll be getting that Cleveland video here in a couple of weeks. The drug show is out as well. There's so much content. It's a great time to start street fighting. So check out Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, .StreetFightRadio.com. If you want to go watch the live 420 show, the often memed Matt Chrisman showed up, slept on the stage while we performed, and then stood up and gave us one of the best performances that I've ever seen since Half-Baked. Since Stephen Wright and Half-Baked, he's the new one. So we're breaking boundaries and going to newer heights on this flat-ass earth. Thank you for supporting Street Fight and listening to what we do. Peace.
No problem.
Hey, no problem.
All right, you ready to do this?
Do it.
Right. Hey, Street Fight Radio, coming to you live here from ComFest Community Festival in Columbus, Ohio, 2017. It's a three-day festival. If you are a Patreon subscriber, you're going to get the video that has the crowd walking by, and hopefully some of the people that we talk to will... You'll get to see some of that, but it brings out everybody. It's a huge deal. They take over the public park here in Goodale. So we are at the WCRS booth, Community Radio in Columbus, Ohio. They put out all the best radical programming you can get, way better than WGRN.
But this is WGRN now,
I know, I saw that. But the guy was kind of, never mind. That's inside baseball stuff.
Oh, okay. We're doing some inside stuff here.
So we are here at the festival. Like I said, it's at Goodale Park, which is a gigantic public park. And you're allowed to now drink in the public park. You're now allowed to show your boobs in the public park.
Hey. Hi there. Radio advertising for donuts?
What's that?
Radio advertising. Doing radio advertising for donuts?
Do you make donuts?
I do. I have a bakery.
Okay, what kind of donuts?
We make like 24.
Hold on a second. We're recording a show live right now. Okay. What's your name?
Terry.
Terry, nice to meet you. I'm Brett. So you make donuts in town?
Yeah, my old world bakery on Demarest Road.
Okay.
Not a cool part of town. There's nothing there but us.
And it's a destination, is what you say.
Every part of town is cool.
No.
Okay. All right.
What's your specialty?
Maple bacon cream filled donuts.
Oh, wow. Those are top notch. How long have you been making donuts now?
16 years.
Whoa, holy moly. And what got you into it?
I fell into it. I was working at the French Loaf, but I fell into that too because I was taking electrical engineering at OSU, and I kind of like fell into the job.
Oh, excellent. So are you still passionate about it after all these
years? Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I have a blast.
Any new creations coming out?
I make spinner cookies.
What is it?
Fidget spinner cookies.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Can you spin them?
You are
well, yes,
marketing
you can spin
genius.
Okay. It's like, my thing is like, play with your food, and when it breaks, you just eat it.
Yeah,
that is smart.
That is cool.
That is excellent.
I'm really easy to entertain. I also make, this is probably not trademarked. I make killer rabbits and holy hand grenades.
Okay, what are those?
What's a hand?
Hand
grenade? I'm a Monty Python fan.
Okay.
So it's a killer rabbit from Monty Python Search for the Holy Grail.
Okay.
And holy hand grenades, which you do in the killer rabbit with.
Okay, I remember those. And they're delicious as well?
Well, yeah, I love cookies.
Well, I mean, I don't think she would come here and advertise something
cookies.
Gross.
I love cookies.
Yeah, they are the best. So once again, what was your name again?
Terry, My Old World Bakery.
My Old World Bakery?
On Demarest.
Awesome, thank you.
Go there, listeners.
What has been your favorite moment of ComFest so far, or the best moment?
Oh, running into Dr. Peter.
Who's that?
Peter started the free clinic. He delivered my kids.
Oh, great.
Nice.
Very long time ago.
Good connection, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love Dr. Cooper. He's awesome. Yeah, yeah. The iced tea booth.
Okay.
The
oh, shit,
tea?
Yeah, I was going to get some iced tea from there earlier yesterday.
Yeah, he was... When my daughter, when he moved to Oregon, my daughter was like, can't we fly to Oregon and get my vaccinations? I was like, no. Sorry, but yeah. No.
Well, thank you for talking to us. Happy ComFest.
See, that's exactly what goes down here at ComFest. Hi there. Nice to meet you.
Heck yeah, you can.
Yeah, have it. Go ahead.
Thank you.
We are local community radio. We're recording live. How's your ComFest been?
It's excellent.
Loving it?
How about yours?
Wonderful so far. Great. Enjoying everything. What has been your favorite moment?
Terry Davidson.
Who's Terry Davidson?
And the Gears. He just played on the Bozo stage.
Okay, you heard it here first.
Ago.
Check him out. Terry Davidson and the Gears.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
love
you. Your shirt.
Thank you. Have a great one.
A lot of Terrys at ComFest.
A lot of Terrys. So far, quite a few Terrys.
I think we should change the name of it to Terry Fest.
Yeah,
soon.
Seems like there is a high amount of Terrys.
I want to vape. But I'm kind of little tiny bit worried because we're representing the radio station here.
And we do not want to get arrested live on air. Hi there. Good. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great.
Good money.
How's your ComFest been so far?
Ooh, this is what I want.
There you go.
Get in there.
Sunday nights at 10, we cuss on the radio. So
really?
Yeah.
You're welcome to
it's
listen
94,
to us.
Okay, wait a minute. So this is 94.1.
There are two radio stations here. We are two community radio stations in Columbus. We're slowly merging together, but right now these are two situations.
Okay.
WCRS is the other one. 92.7 right now is going to be our 24-hour.
All right. And 98.3 is...
That was another tower that we have to serve Southside.
All right. And then 94.1?
That is WGRN, which does more formal, old-school type news programming, local coverage.
One.
Democracy Now.
Democracy Now is actually on WCRS.
Yeah.
We do
all the good
stuff's
on WCRS, really.
Right, okay.
Like all the good politics.
And that's a 92.7?
That's 92.7, yeah. That's drive time 3 to 6 every day, Monday through Friday.
Thanks
for checking us out.
Thanks, guys. Have fun. We're getting some people coming
it's
up
happening.
To the booth. I've worked at this booth for the past 4 years, and not a single person has come and talked to me.
Well, luckily, we didn't get it on air when a guy wanted to tell us all about a new jitney service in town. He was that old, actually.
What is a jitney in real life?
A jitney was like the illegal cabs that like black folks had to use when they weren't able to use cabs. So basically, you'd set up a route, and you'd have somebody drive it every day to pick people up and drop them off along the way.
A jitney.
A jitney. Yeah.
I don't like the name.
Yeah, it has connotations, I'm going to say.
Is it a racist name? So it is a racist name.
I don't
name.
Know where it came from.
It's fine.
I'm sure.
Dennis Kucinich. So, like, all the politicians came here to try and get some heat.
Bernie Sanders tried to steal ComFest heat. Very heel-like of him. I don't know what he's thinking with that. People are here to have a good time, not to be screamed at.
Well, I mean, I love getting screamed at
too.
Here. It's
you can get screamed at, and he should have done it at ComFest.
No shit. Exactly. But he probably needs security. The motherfucker probably brings like 47 Secret Service guys with him.
I actually was sitting over at the stage. There's like 5 or 6 stages in this park, and at the gazebo stage, there was someone saying, you know what? Princess Leia, she had all those drugs in her system because she didn't have a purpose, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was someone giving a speech on that. Bernie Sanders, you got to compete in that arena, okay?
Right, yeah. That's the thing about a lot of the speeches here. They
Big
come
week.
Off more as getting yelled at,
that's
and
true.
I like them.
Scolded. I like to be scolded.
I do, too. I do, too.
A public scolding and shaming is necessary to help with social progression, I believe.
Well, it's really cool because, like, as Brett and I are doing stand-up and shit like that, now that we do our own shows, it's such a friendly audience. Like, we don't have to come out there and start screaming to get people's attention. But here, if you're standing on a stage and you're talking, and you got to get motherfuckers' attention, and it's hard, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, here comes a guy dressed like a stormtrooper, but also a wolf.
Wait, a double. Oh, a furry trooper.
Yeah.
A Halo, I think. That's Halo.
Well, I call him a wolf stormtrooper. I've never played a video game because I'm a 38-year-old man.
Could possibly be a Halo My Little Pony cross-up.
True, yeah. MLP, baby.
I don't know if we got that on camera.
Well, you know what? We described it on the radio, which is perfect. You know what I mean? Guys, I'm not high yet, so I'm going to do that now.
Go ahead, get started.
Well, I did do some Kratom before I left, but, you know. Out of oil, man. So if you're a listener and you want to mail me some shatter, DM me. I need some.
So far, so good. We were at ComFest all Saturday as well. So
because Brett and I want to be out with the damn community. None of our friends wanted to come to ComFest because there's too many people here Saturday.
I want to be where the people are. I want to sing. I want to see them dancing. And so that's
why motherfuckers dance like crazy here.
Yeah, we heard we heard the worst drum circle that was so fucking lit. That really, they willed themselves into a good time, and it was fantastic.
I've never seen people go as crazy for like random noises as I did for that drum circle. I mean, I don't think I've only been to one other drum circle in my life, and that was at Woodstock 99. And it happened in the morning, and I said, cut the shit with the drum circle, it's too loud. You know what I mean?
I got a splitting headache.
And then I walked over to the one here, and it was basically people just banging on drums.
How's
it
going?
Hey, what's up, man? Are you filming for ComFest?
We are recording.
Oh, shit, a photo. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cuss on the photo video. We got
Howdy.
Our own video, so we have a brand to protect where we
cuss. It's like a never-ending mirror now.
Yeah.
We're Street Fight Radio. Check us out Sunday night at 10 p.m. 92. All right.
I've done 50 video, too.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy trying
King of the promos.
There you go.
Promo.
Check us out. We're Street Fight Radio every Sunday night on WCRS 92.7 24/7. Check us out. We're a community radio.
Excellent. Happy ComFest.
Thanks.
Happy
you as well.
Happy ComFest to you, my friend.
Excellent.
How long you been doing a video for it?
28 years.
Nice. My goodness. Woo. That is amazing.
It's tradition.
Now, you got to answer some questions. Letting that information out. How has it changed since you started?
When I started in 1989, it used to be like over there where they didn't build those condos yet.
Right.
You know, all kinds of stuff.
Better days.
It used to be over there.
Okay.
Just over there. Stage, and then you had two booths along here and filled up here. Nothing was over here.
Okay.
Nothing was over here.
Right.
It wasn't that big. It was just this way, and that way, and that way. But it was back further, but you don't know because they built condos there.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is before the condos.
Right. They put those condos in the way of all the fun.
Oh, yeah. So then they had to move the stage over here.
Right.
And rent more of the park.
That makes sense.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Man.
Back in the day, did Marcy Mays, and she got a contract.
Okay.
From Sony for a minute.
Okay.
And she played here.
Well,
Squids
yeah.
played here back in 89.
Wow.
Yeah, Squids.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
There's been lots
that's
of good,
what I'm talking
good music
about.
That comes through here.
Oh, yeah, Donna McGarvo.
Absolutely.
Plenty, plenty, plenty.
Yeah, we've enjoyed it.
We can holler for days, but I gotta go.
All right, have a great
night.
Running on battery power.
Happy ComFest.
This guy, he's sabotaging everyone.
I know.
This guy's trying to do his job, and Brett's making him.
I know.
They won't let him stop talking.
Yeah,
and
now,
then you missed a guy that was dressed so friggin' cool.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You have to say, you get every style of dress here at ComFest. I have to say my favorite part about it is there is not one stereotypical person that has been left out of ComFest.
No, that's for sure. I talked to a hippie guy that drives a bus, a van, one of those Volkswagen vans yesterday, and it had like a real nice setup in it, and it was very romantic for a minute. But then I started looking at it, and I was like, this is just a fucking living room, man.
Yeah.
Like, this van, there ain't nowhere to sleep in it. Where are you sleeping in here?
Well, I like to spend most of my time in my living room. At my worst in my life, I've spent all my time in my living room.
I like to catch some Z's. Hey, how's it going?
I'm getting ready to go now.
Okay.
I told y'all this morning, did I ask y'all about a donation for a paper y'all told me? Was that y'all?
No, that wasn't us. Who are you with?
Street speech.
Okay.
Right on.
Selling papers.
All right.
Yeah. You got donation?
Yeah, I can donate.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. What's your name?
Eleanor.
And you know, we're actually recording a show right now. It's going to go out to people that aren't just in
so
Columbus.
Much, man.
Could you let them know what street speech is a little bit?
I mean, when are y'all going to do it?
I'm doing it right now, ma'am.
Oh, we're recording right now. What you want me to
say? You're on the spot.
Do you write?
Yeah,
it?
I do.
You do? What do you write?
Well, I wrote a story about the law. And I wrote a story about if I could have it my way, would grass be greener on the other side?
Okay.
How would I like it? And I never wrote a lot of stories. It's just I wrote so many daggone. I wrote stories about men.
Uh-huh.
Men, period.
Okay.
I hate them.
And I had a lot of stories I have wrote. So.
Sure. There's a lot. Thank you for doing that. Here, thank you for putting it out and writing, putting that out for the street speech. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
I'll see you.
You have a great one. Happy ComFest.
Did I say it pretty good?
Yeah, you did great. Let's ask one more question. What's your favorite moment of ComFest so far?
Oh, I just like the whole festival. ComFest have always been my festival. I love it. I love to see the people. I love to see the exhibits. I love to see... Just, I love it. That's my favorite festival in the world. I've always came to ComFest. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So I'm right there with you.
And I'm going to miss it. So the whole ComFest is my favorite.
Absolutely.
What's
Thank
your
you
name
so
again?
Brett.
Y'all gonna make film out of it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
We're going to share.
Well, thank you. And I love street speech. If it wasn't for street speech, I don't know what I would do.
That's
I love
great.
My instructor, Shannon. Who's okay. down there on the other end of the park, and I love John, that's the director.
Okay.
And Street Speech is a good place to get donations and work.
I always buy it every time I can.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it, sweetie.
No problem.
Thanks,
you have a
y'all.
Good day.
Have a nice
Welcome.
See you next year.
You too.
We
so
will be here.
Y'all gonna show it on TV?
No, we do it online. We just have local listeners for the community. You could be online.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Check, look
Bye
for
y'all.
It.
Thanks.
Have a good one. So, for those of you that don't know, Street Speech is actually a newspaper for the homeless in Columbus, and they're able to submit articles to it, a poetry, whatever it may be, that can make it in a newspaper, art as well, and then they're handed out and sold. So, folks in town, like she said, you can get some money off of it, and it's something to sell.
And it's better than the Columbus Dispatch by a mile.
It's way more interesting than the Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah.
All the junk I've read in the Columbus Dispatch does not compare to Street Speech.
So as we were saying earlier, Dennis Kucinich is speaking, so everybody ran over to the stage like he's the Beatles or something
okay.
like that.
Everybody put on their really tight suits.
Yeah. I'm not a Dennis Kucinich fan. I mean, he looks cool.
I think
he's
got
a cool vibe about.
The problem is he. I mean, he does. He just. He says a lot of that progressive stuff, but he just looks like such a weenie that it doesn't do us any justice.
One, he's a weenie.
Yeah.
Two, they don't take him seriously.
Yeah.
He's part of the Democrats. Well, actually, since we're not recording regular shows this week, why don't we do a story real quick? Did you see that the Democrats in California, okay, Brett, I'm gonna start with the good, the sugar, okay? The sugar for our listeners. They passed single-payer health care.
They did.
California.
What do you mean?
Like in California, the Senate or whatever, the local government passed universal health care.
Okay.
That's fucking incredible. Single-payer in California.
But that's one side.
We could move to California.
Right.
And we'd be covered. It's a dream area, right?
But if they do it, we're going to be in we're going to have to fight to the death to get in there.
Right. And so, what's his name? One of the Democrats in the House, the guy that's in charge of moving the bills forward, he stalled it and said, no, we're not going to pass this right now. A fucking Democrat,
right.
dude. So that the party gets it up there and then they get rid of it.
Their own guy. They're the team that scores on themselves.
Who needs a political party that can happen in?
They have a goalie, and the goalie kicked the puck into their own net.
I love them.
Goodness
Golly.
Gracious, that wind.
It's windy as shit out here. I hope that doesn't come through on the show.
We got the windscreen.
Okay, we have a windscreen, so it probably isn't going to happen. You won't even hear it.
It's
windy as balls out here.
The weather's been fantastic. Friday night, it poured like crazy. Goddamn Democrat. Are you serious? A Democrat
did that? I swear on my life it happened. Actually, give me 2 seconds, Brett. I'll give you the actual story.
If they would have done that, we could have had it in 35 years, just like medical marijuana.
Yeah, yeah. 35 years from now, Columbus, Ohio would have it.
We'll get it. After so bravely did it back in the 90s.
I mean, look at all the radical people that show up to this. How does that not show up in the politics of the city?
I know.
They're all like you and I because they don't vote.
Yeah, or they're working all the time.
That's true, too.
Most people are doing bullshit all the time. It's a great way to radicalize people is to not pay them and abuse the shit out of them.
Yeah, and get them a lot of tie-dye and Absolutely. Shirts with marijuana leaves on them.
That'll do it.
That's really the main style here, right?
Yeah. I mean, weed is... everybody's coming out to spread the word about medical marijuana. And everybody... this is the festival where, even though there are a bunch of pigs going through the audience, you can get away with smoking some weed recreationally.
Oh, did we see the most undercover cop-looking guy yesterday?
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't... the Louisville show hasn't been out yet, but we talked about it there, and this motherfucker had... about $40 in Kohl's bucks to buy an outfit, and that's what he got.
Dude, I have never seen a guy look more... He even had an earpiece in his ear.
He's hearing aid?
There. This dude's standing there. He's got an earpiece in his ear, an Ohio State Buckeyes hat that probably costs $8, and a pair of khaki shorts and a collared shirt. And I just walked by him and said, Brett, look at that cop standing right there.
And there he was in all of his Skechered-footed glory. Yeah, I mean, they also have the plainclothes running through here trying to shake people down. You know, there isn't... The other thing is, man, it doesn't really ever become a problem. They keep telling us they're worried about all these things.
What
and
is
I,
this?
Oh, hey, how's it
WCRS,
going?
WCRS, it's a radio station.
It's community radio.
On this?
On
yes, 92.7. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, have
You're
a good
welcome,
one.
Hey, thanks, man. Enjoy it. California Democratic Speaker killed his own party's plan for single health care. California Speaker Anthony Rendon is the man's name.
Okay.
Hopes of single-payer supporters across the nation were dashed Friday night when the Democratic Speaker of the California Legislature killed a single-payer health insurance reform bill written by California Democrats. He said he's just going to put a hold on it, which that's kind of like the Democrats are basically the party of holds.
Yeah, it's like it's when your dad tells you you can't have something that he's going to buy you anyways.
Yeah. So he's decided that it'll remain in the Assembly Rules Commission until further notice. Because really what the Democrats are is for grinding change to a halt.
Yeah, they really...
That's basically their job.
They want to put the reins on any sort of progress. They wouldn't want us getting carried away and changing things too drastically. That's why we thank the Democrats every day
and
for holding us back. They put their arm on our shoulder before we slam dunk.
Here's the most Democrat thing. The story just ends with the most Democrat sentence I've ever seen. Despite his actions, Speaker Rendon claims to be a personal supporter of single-payer health care.
They get to do that double talk all they want.
I know. It's great.
Well, he's playing political chess right now. Is he?
And we're the bad guys because we hate him. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're the guys that are like, I'm not going to vote for him. And the reason I'm not going to vote for him is because of that shit.
Yeah, that's why I'm not interested. I don't think that's going to solve our problems.
I've noticed that people walk by and they kind of look at us and they see us talking into this microphone and they're like, I'm not going to go by there.
Not interested.
These men are going to make a fool of me like Opie and Anthony.
Right now, the hot hot trend is bib overalls are back in a big way.
Which is good
because
when it's hot outside and you don't have to wear a shirt of them, you're basically naked.
They
really
cover the nips. That's the nice thing about bibs is you don't have to see anyone's nipple situation, but they can keep all of their like rib cage nice and cool.
It's like a one-piece bathing suit for men.
Yes.
Really?
Exactly.
Like that you could get away with. I'm going to get some,
I think. It's
now
a good
when
idea.
I think about it, I might get some bibs. With the shorts, though.
They're all shorts.
Yes,
bib shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta find the right ones, but I think that's good. Start.
Five Finger Death Punch shirt. That's my shit. He heard me. I was going to make fun of him, but he looked at me.
Yeah.
So.
He's like, FFP. FFDP or whatever.
They're capitalists. We don't like them.
The American capitalists.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean... It's cool that we're doing this show in the booth so we can take a whole week off this week.
Yeah,
I
got to
write a
it.
Zine article.
Yeah.
We actually brought the new metal zines, and Brett's wife wanted me to bring them here and sell them, but this is how much we think of you Patreon people. I would never sell something before you got it in your hand first.
Oh, I was totally going to give it to anybody that found us.
What a son of a bitch you are. Nobody's found us yet, though.
I know.
We haven't had a single...
My location is on.
Street Fight... I told them to DM me on Twitter. Not a single Street Fight fan has come to see us. So I'm really disappointed. I mean, it's pretty typical for Ohio, really, our Ohio audience.
Sure.
They don't like to come out. We treat them poorly because of that.
Yeah.
Man. But we might need to leave the booth sometime and do some more of this show, right?
Okay, I think so. You want to stand up now?
Stand up?
Go out here? What are you saying? Walk around?
I mean, we could go over here and talk to Columbus Franklinton Bike Works, maybe. I don't know.
We could.
I'm really hoping somebody comes to this booth, like the street speech lady who wanted to be on the radio.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
She was perfect.
Okay. We got a devil woman. A goat, maybe? Goat lady?
Yeah, it looks like
I'm going to call her goat lady. She's a goat lady.
She looks... Yeah, some sort of enchantment maybe on her, something of some sort.
I saw a woman on a leash yesterday.
Oh, that's a good. The BDSM community is out here in full force.
And she was
gagged up.
She looked excited as hell.
Oh, like, yeah.
She was acting like an excitable dog, and like her owner was just like, you know, we're in public. I don't want to pull on this in front of a bunch of people. Yeah. That looks mean. Isn't that kind of the rub of BDSM? Like, that's the problem, is like, if you get out in public, everybody's like, don't you fucking dare pull the leash of that woman.
I don't know. I just think it seems like that would just get her going, and then I feel like you're publicly having sex now.
I know. Yeah. That too.
Like, she's ramped up, and I feel like... That would just break loose into some powerful sex that I don't think anybody else wants. But I absolutely recognize anyone's master slave relationship and how.
No, hey, I'm not a guy that's in here being mean about that. I'm not saying you can't have a master slave relationship.
No, but you're saying it just sucks to have to put the leash on yourself as the leash holder, even.
I know. Well, and you know, she's kind of on a... She's not getting everything she wants out of this.
Sure. She might have some complaints, but she's not allowed to make complaints. But then she gets shut... it's a tough relationship. I don't know how it all works. We did... We happened upon a booth... Party Animal? Bengals Buck? Bengals Buddy? So we had a chance to... talked to some other people at a booth. We didn't actually talk to this person. We walked by and saw that there was a pamphlet on a table for the Open Heart. What were they called? Open Heart Collective?
Oh, polyamory. Yeah, they were into polyamory. I mean, but that's their politics, dude.
No, I mean, we didn't know what to... We thought it was a church thing. They weren't really engaging, so we picked it up and found out that it was advocating for multiple partner relationships. Which I think it's time to do. It's time for people to come out into the sun and sleep with everybody they want, as long as we can just handshake about it. We don't have to do no more trapped in the closet.
I love it. So this is what ComFest really is. And Brett's wife didn't even know this yesterday, right?
Yeah,
that's
she's
the craziest
from Mars.
Thing I've ever heard. She is. I either say she's from Mars or China, one of the two. She like grew up in China.
Yeah.
And like just doesn't understand American
how it works
culture.
Here.
But here at ComFest, there's booths for everything, okay? And if you want to be out loud with your politics, come to ComFest and be out loud with your politics.
This is what makes it good. This is the community. We got open heart people out here in our community. They need to. They're representing themselves at ComFest.
Yeah,
that's what makes it great. Even normie, like us.
It was the most normie looking person I've ever seen. That's the interesting part about it, right?
Yeah, because you're so biased. You are super biased.
All right.
When it comes to your polyamorous people, you think they're what?
Ugly?
Oh, basically. No.
Basically ugly is what I think. I'm sorry.
A big pile of ugly people having sex?
Yes. I'm sorry. That's everybody I know that's kind of like that is ugly.
Well, we know.
Gross.
Okay. The one person we know that openly and is always talking about it is like a despicable Nazi racist. Horrible person. So you're right.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of... You need more to get more positive polyamorous people in your life, dude.
Or get them just out in public. Maybe we need to make it a little more better so that they don't just get to come out one time a year and hand out their...
Right.
They do karaoke night. Maybe Brett and I will go there.
Check it out.
I mean, Brett and I are are almost like kind of polyamorous in a way, because I would consider you my other wife.
Sure.
Like I have my woman wife and then I have my brat wife.
Yeah, and I've allowed you deep inside my feelings before.
Yeah, yeah. We have to, man. We have to. That's just who we are.
So another thing, good thing about ComFest is there's a lot of beer here. The beer raises money for different causes. Like that guy said, he's been doing it for 20 years. I think it's been going on since 1973. This year it's Rise Up. I'll show you the cover on the video.
Which, by the way, there's a little bit of controversy about that this year too, Brad, if you'd like to get into that real quick. I've seen on the internet some ComFest controversy.
That's why we're here. Let's talk about the controversy.
So there's a jazz stage here where it really is. I hate jazz, right?
Okay.
Not a
jazz
guy.
I love jazz.
I
adore it.
You just like everything. I do. I hate jazz. I'm not an open-minded person. I don't like jazz. But the jazz stage rules because people do crazy stuff because that's jazz, right?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
It's expression. Man, this is terrible, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what Brett told me Miles Davis calls everything that's good terrible.
Dizzy Gillespie's terrible.
Yeah. So terrible, right? And this guy wanted to sing Fuck the Police by NWA, and they stopped him.
What?
Who did? The guys in the orange shirt, security, came up and said, if you sing this, we'll press charges on you for inciting a riot.
No.
It's bad, right?
That happened this year?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yesterday. That's the big story around ComFest this week.
Okay, now once again, so I'm going to go ahead and let everybody that's listening, the festival this year is called Rise Up. And I think Dr. Dre and Eazy-E and MC Ren were all rising up when they wrote that song.
Fuck the Police is the most rise up song ever written.
It was.
Like, I mean, but they would honestly hear, like, a lot of the, I think, organizers would rather you play, like, a Bob Dylan or something.
Yeah, they
like
want to hear Pete Seeger.
Like, the times, they are a-changing. I was like, that doesn't get people going, though, my dude. Not in 2017. Pete Seeger doesn't get anybody going in 2017. Only Fuck the Police gets things going in 2017.
That's the culture has moved. And that was like, I mean, we're talking almost 20 years ago when that came out.
Yeah?
Even now. So
that's old style, man.
Yeah, that's the old
school. We wish we could say more harsher cuss words to the police.
I thought we were going to ramp it up. I thought we were going to end up ramping it up.
Ness and Rob, these are the people that put us on the radio. We're here now.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys.
This is them.
Hey,
howdy. Glad you're here. We're recording a show right now.
Awesome.
We've talked to some people.
Nice.
Feel free to get settled. If you want to join us, you can.
We got a cameraman.
Yeah, it's nice. Jack.
It's nice today. It's very nice. We might have to go around and see if we can talk to some people in their booth.
Okay.
I think. You want to do that?
Yeah.
We got time for that?
When are we going to do... Okay.
You want to do that?
Right now?
Well, we can stop the recording and get out and try and get some stuff now.
That's what I was asking. If you ready to stop the recording?
I think I'm ready to stop the recording. I'm exhausted.
Okay.
It's just like, I want people to enjoy this show.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to just be us running a commentary on all the weird people that walk by.
Okay, so we will be back later this week. As always, you know where to find us. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Android, Google Play, all of those podcasting platforms, except for Spotify, and feel free to scream at them until they do it.
Send George Spotify a letter and ask him why Street Fight isn't on there.
We can be found in Columbus, Ohio on 92.7 every Sunday at 10 p.m. I think we might be going live, too. I talked to a guy that runs the show, and we might be going live, so please check back in. We'll be back. We're Street Fight. Peace.
My name is Carrie Eckleberry, and I'm the executive director of Tocco.
Executive director of Central Ohio Normal, and you are?
Alyssa Baker, I'm VP of Central Ohio Normal.
Okay, could y'all come just a little bit closer over here so we can get closer to the mic? It's good stuff, but we just want to make sure we get it clear with all the news you care. You guys meet regularly for Central Ohio Normal? What are your meeting times?
We try to do them once a month, usually in the middle of the month. We send out emails and Facebook reminders to people, but we try to do at least once a month somewhere in the greater Columbus area.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll be there the next time. We didn't know. I don't think I know of any like marijuana like activist groups in Columbus. So, what have you guys been up to recently?
Besides ComFest, the last event we were at was Reggae Fest at the end of last month that we did just as well as we've done today.
Okay.
And prior to that, we've been educating people about House Bill 523.
Okay.
Continuously, really. That's
okay, so that's been the focus. Yeah, yeah. So just so listeners know, tell us what House Bill 523 is.
The issue right now that we're seeing is cities doing moratoriums, bans on cultivation, dispensaries, and processors.
Essentially, these cities are just so nervous because there's no communication coming from the state about this bill and how it's going to affect the cities. They're just scared of what's coming, and they're not sure what to do, so they're outright banning these businesses until they have more information, which is not good because then when businesses are going to apply for licenses, they have to have a location and they have to have approval from the city council to be able to own and operate that business within their city. So it kind of puts off a "we don't want you here" kind of thing, which blocks access to the patients of that community, which we need them to be spread out and in good locations where people have easy access to get to the dispensary locations.
Yeah, right now it looks like there's very few rural areas that are opening their arms to medical cannabis. We have activists within our chapter, including Alyssa, that are pursuing them to open their minds and allow them and not put a moratorium or ban in place or even lift it. Because what they need to realize is that if they have that moratorium and ban in place and a business goes to apply, they can't put their city down and they're going to lose out on the money. And those applications are going to be due, the cultivations by the end of this month.
Okay.
And then in September, the rest of the licenses are going to be, the applications will be up. So any place that has a moratorium or ban still in place when the next round of applications are due, they're going to miss out for many years, in my opinion, because it's going to take a while for the program to set up. And then in order to add more cultivations, dispensaries, the patient population needs to be proven to have grown.
Okay.
That's going to take a while. So they're not going to have a chance to come back and say, "Oh, we changed our minds." It's going to be too late.
Okay.
I think personally that they're underestimating the amount of patients that are going to be wanting this, and there's not going to be enough doctors that are willing to go and take the trainings and do the work needed so they can be recommending it. And there's still some of them that still just aren't on board with it, period, until they see what happens. So it's going to take a lot of progressive type healthcare people to come forward in the industry and say, "We want to help and do this and that." There is a protection in place in the House Bill, which is nice. It protects anybody that has a medical license, so they have that going for them. But I still think they're going to be very hesitant at the beginning to come out and say, "We're going to be recommending blah, blah, blah." But I hope to be proven wrong on that. There's a ton of doctors that say, "Yeah, let's do this." So
we just got back from Michigan last month, and they're in a lot of the same. It sounds like we're basically the same thing. They kind of don't want, nobody wants to make any moves yet because it's still illegal federally. So basically people are just putting themselves at risk.
That's a big concern right now too. We don't even have to worry about just what's happening in Ohio. If you look at what's happening federally, it's really scary with Sessions and what he's threatening to do. So come September, we're going to see possibly a huge shift in what's happening at the local level, because if the whole amendment doesn't get extended, then that gives the Department of Justice the right to come in and federally raid any of the dispensaries. And so what's that going to do to Ohio's program? That could totally slow things down or hinder the progress in any way, along with banking. Actually, Ohio is normal. All the state chapter bank accounts were just shut down this past week. All the banks are starting to freak out now and shut down even business. We're not a nonprofit. We're not even a marijuana business, and they're still afraid that they might be audited because they're dealing with marijuana. So it's kind of scary, the things that are happening at that end. So
to wrap this all up here, what is the future look like for Normal, Central Ohio Normal? Where do you have your sights on, and what are the plans for the 2017 and on to 2018 now?
I would say we're going to continue educating, because the more people, and we're not talking about peer contests. This isn't really an education.
Although we do have a lot of people asking questions, we do our best to help, because a lot of people have questions about the medical bill right now. So.
I mean, everybody has questions.
But it's not a mind that we have to change, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would rather personally, and I feel like it's really worthwhile effort to put in time changing minds. And that way, when we do have another statewide ballot initiative, it's going to make the petitioner's job easier. When they approach that person, they can think of the conversation that they had with one of us and think, oh yeah, I remember there's benefits to medical marijuana legalization.
That's good. That's great. Thank you. We appreciate your time so much. I wanted to get one of those oil can things.
Okay. We'll just have to help
me sold
already.
What's that?
We'll tell them it's sold already.
Okay. There's only one left?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
We walked away, so now
to the highest bidder. Missed his opportunity.
There it is.
Hey there, Brett here. You know who I am, obviously. You don't know who she is. This is Maddie with Yes We Can. We're here at ComFest 2017. So can you give us a quick run-up of what Yes We Can is doing, or what they're
Absolutely, are? Yeah. So Yes We Can is an organization of basically everyday people. We have educators, social workers, working families. And what our main sort of initiative right now is we are supporting candidates for local office for city council and school board.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I can go through that, or you can...
Sure. Well, how do you pick your candidate? Do the candidates come to you, or...
Yeah. So before the primary in May, like several months back, we had a process where we were recruiting folks, and we had a whole, you know, vetting process. So basically people sort of interviewed. They told us what issues they stood for, what type of change they wanted to see in Columbus, and how they wanted to achieve it. And based on that, we made our selection of 2 city council candidates
okay.
and 3 school board candidates.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So what was some of the vetting process? What do you require of Yes We Can folks?
Yeah.
Or so, representatives, sorry.
Mm-hmm. So I came on the team after the vetting process was done. I joined up in December, and it was done a few months before that. But basically all our candidates share the main value of wanting to get local big money out of local politics.
Okay.
Because that is sort of, you know, there's so many organizations and organizers in Columbus doing great work around so many issues. People working on climate change, people working on police brutality. But a key piece that was missing was, you know, folks actually that stand for those issues and stand with the people getting into local office.
Right.
So what all these candidates stand for are the issues that matter to, you know, working families and everyday people in Columbus.
Right.
And sort of the difference between them and the establishment Democrat folks is that when you are beholden to the wealthy interests of corporate donors of your political campaign, you can't take a stand against the injustices that happen in our city. And I think a good example of that is something that a lot of people are talking about is the, you know, they bulldozed Bollinger Apartments in the Short North, and they are giving huge tax giveaways to wealthy developers that don't need it, and we have, you know, vulnerable communities that are currently suffering under a lot of different conditions that doesn't need to be the reality, and
yeah.
that is sort of what our candidates are unified on.
It's wonderful. So we're actually anarchists. We're pretty anti-state guys, but we do appreciate folks going after the real power in the representative democracy, the games that they're playing with us. And we've been really fond. We've seen you at protests as well. So you definitely get our approval, and we're glad you took some time to talk to us today.
Awesome. Yeah,
anything else you
want
to get out there? Or what do people got to do next? What does Columbus need to do?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There are a lot of different ways Columbus can go right
okay.
now. Sort of our main thing is that we want you to get out and vote on November 7th.
Okay.
So we got all of our candidates through the May 2nd primary, and that was thanks to a lot of people who voted for us.
Perfect.
And we actually, our school board candidates knocked all of the Republicans off of the school board slate.
Yeah.
And our city council candidates knocked all but one. And
evolution.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So we really need people to come out to vote. At this point, we have a lot of support, and we're super grateful for it, but we're going to need a lot of people who usually don't vote to come out on November 7th and vote Yes We Can, so we can make some actual change in our
okay.
city.
Okay, cool. We love it. We appreciate what you do.
It's you versus the Democrats now, basically.
Yeah, you did.
We're the progressive Democrats, yeah.
Yeah, we noticed you got written up in the dispatch.
You
the
did?
Democrats had to distance themselves from you. So, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You make good enemies.
When I'm on the run, nothing to lose. Cause there ain't nothing for me back home but the blues. take a breath. Sun's coming up, haven't been to bed. I'll rest my bones when I'm dead.